The doctor was the monk. Sorry, old habits. Here we go. How does a podcast evolve after you've practically solved every puzzy and riddy? You really gotta expand upon your limited brand before your show gets really shitty. You turn to face reality and pray your personalities will carry this last minute pivot through. So here comes the content that nobody wanted. Now it's time for Hate Riddle Riddles Clue Crew.
May all the riddles that we did fucking burn in hell, fuck off. This new year we are back to hating riddles. Oops, it's Patreon.
I hate you, Adel. I hate you so much. Is that what is that? What is she saying when Harry makes Sally?
I hate you too. Shove down the stairs. Doesn't he shove her down some stairs?
I don't think so.
And when Harry met Sally? You think he kills her in that movie?
Yeah, it's the Bigfoot, right? It's John Lithgow and a giant Bigfoot
named Harry.
And they try, to introduce him to Bly Society by taking him to a gala, and he's in a tux, and his Bigfoot essence comes out, and he shoves a woman down the stairs, and she dies. And they said it was an owl that did it.
You're thinking of when Harry met Henderson.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's a different movie. Good movie. Also a New Year's movie.
Billy Crystal is a kind of a dick in that movie, though. In a rewatch, you go, not a good guy.
I think he's a dick in real life.
No.
But he's like a charming dick.
Is that true?
I don't know. It seems like it.
What's the other guy that I'm thinking of who's also that?
Daniel Stern?
No.
America's Sweetheart?
No. Daniel Stern, is he really a dick? I'd be heartbroken.
I put him in my top five favorite actors.
What's the guy who's in the sitcom with Helen Hunt?
Paul Reiser.
Oh,
Paul Reiser. Is Paul Reiser a dick or is he a nice guy? I can never remember.
He seems like a nice guy.
Okay, he seems like a nice guy.
I don't know if we should guess. I don't trust our instinct.
I think this is a fun game.
Anyways,
Aaron, hold on. You're telling me Paul Reiser, a guy I barely know what he looks like in my mind, I can't guess whether he's nice or a dick? I don't know what to do.
I'm sorry.
Well, cancel culture has run amok.
This is JPC does this once an episode. We sort of let him spin his wheels. We cut it out every time.
We spin his wheels.
You get it.
We rotate his tires.
This is a mess already.
It's good to kick the tires of your JPC every once in a while.
Speaking of people we don't deserve, our guest today is a stand-up comedian and charm monster based in Chicago. You can listen to over 70 episodes of her perfect podcast, Crushes, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you find the podcast. It's one of my favorite podcasts. It brings me so much joy, and it feels like a warm hug. Please welcome to the Clue Crew, Deanne Ortiz.
Yay.
Welcome.
Hi, thank you guys so much. Confetti, I love it. It's falling from the ceiling in my apartment.
That was expensive and tricky to do.
That's asbestos. Get out of that place.
This is for you guys. Thank you.
Thank you so much for being here, Deanna.
Thank you guys so much for having me. I'm so excited.
Did you like your intro?
I loved it. Okay.
Did you like your intro?
Perfect level of all of it. You called me a stand-up comedian, yes, but then what was the
charm monster?
Charm monster?
Yeah, like you're so charming, it's out of control.
I love it.
The city's scared of how charming you are.
I want people to be scared of how charmed they are by me.
Okay, then good. Then we'll keep
it.
I just embarrassed myself in front of Adel and JPC.
No, there's a Sesame Street character. I don't know if you all know this. If you go on a YouTube like deep dive, they introduced a character on Sesame Street called Charm Monster. It was Cookie Monster's cousin, and he was a serial killer, and he collected little trinkets from his kills.
It corrects me if I'm wrong with that character, Adel, but Mr. Policeman, he left them all the clues. The clues were all there the whole time.
That's correct.
Jim Henson's company won't return my letters or emails.
The guy from Talksuit.
All my handwritten letters.
Yes. Thank you so much for coming onto the show. I'm such a big fan of Crushes. Specifically, I am such a big fan of a game you invented that sometimes you'll play on your Instagram as well, called Hot or Just Tall. Can you talk a little bit about like the origin of Crushes and how that game came to be?
Yeah. So I started Crushes like maybe going on 3 years ago, just because it was like a common thing. And my friends, like, we'd be at parties and just talk about like, oh, who's the celebrity that like was super hot when they were young? Or like, who's your celebrity crush that you think is hot that nobody else thinks is hot? Because everybody likes to talk about their crushes and their celebrity crushes, like more specifically. So I kind of had the idea to do a podcast about crushes because I have a lot of them and I have big opinions on everybody's crushes and that needed to be shared with the world. And then from there, I think it's kind of like well known, at least, of like the person that's playing an instrument. It's like, oh my God, that person is so hot, but just because he's playing an instrument, or like mm-hmm. someone that's tall that you're like, this person is so hot. And you're like, well, actually they're just tall. So I took that idea, and at first it just started as like a game on Instagram to have people vote along, because it is kind of funny to see, like, you think this person's really hot and then you vote hot and you see they have like 56% just tall, and it gets people really angry. And then I kind of combined it all into one thing. So like, just tall doesn't mean that the celebrity is actually tall, right? It could just mean that they're like good at sports, or like a good musician, or just they're just funny, you know? That's something that I notice a lot doing stand-up, of like, man, this guy always has like the hottest girls. He's not even that cute. He's just funny. He's just a charm monster, actually. So
tall in that instance is a placeholder for like a je ne sais quoi, or some sort of...
Or like
of...
a rose-colored glasses. Mm-hmm. You're romanticizing exactly. them for some reason.
Yeah.
And Deanna, is it fair to sing... hot or tall, I fell in love with you. Hot or tall. Is that fair?
So Adel wasn't listening. He was fair. Sitting on that.
Yeah, and you said hot or tall at the very beginning, so he's been sitting on that since word one, probably.
So I think before we get into some hot or tallness, which again is a game I cannot believe has not been on Hey Riddle Riddle before, because it's just so, so up our alley.
Yeah.
Right in our wheelhouse.
And then Deanna, you talk a little bit about this on your show, but I want to know everyone's like first celebrity crushes growing up.
Mm-hmm,
Probably Zendaya.
You just now?
Your first celebrity crush is Zendaya?
The idea of her, right? Because she hadn't been born yet.
Oh, I'm sorry. The first Zendaya.
Yeah.
Zendaya Not the one. New one. Not original, the new one. I don't like Zendaya. I don't care for the new one.
Because there was original Zendaya. There was clear Zendaya, Zendaya clear, short-lived.
Zendaya's a reboot? Yeah. I didn't know.
Hashtag yeah. Zendaya's a reboot. Let's get it.
My first crushes would have been weirdly Kylie Minogue.
Yeah.
I don't think she would love you saying weirdly before.
Well, I think just because when I was a kid, she was not known to the U.S. audience. So I think she didn't make it big in the U.S. until later. Also,
you're in the top 1% of Kylie Minogue crushes in the U.S.
I actually knew about mm-hmm. Kylie Minogue mm-hmm. before everybody else knew about Kylie Minogue.
Kind of broke ground on that.
And actually, I thought she was hot too. So just FYI.
Also,
it's normally like weird indie bands that guys try to be the first. Kylie Minogue.
No, I'm pop star.
Yeah, the locomotion. Her little indie song, Locomotion. Also, Kathy Ireland. The fox from the Fox Robin Hood, the Maid Marian Fox, the lead woman in Coming to America, Gina Davis to some degree, and a bunch of them, yeah.
It's so, people always are like cartoon characters and everybody thinks it's really weird, but it's like everybody's first crush was a cartoon.
Yeah.
Like Simba from The Lion King, it's like everybody's was Simba. Everybody's was Meg from Hercules.
Oh, don't mind if I do.
Wow, yeah, that makes
don't
sense.
Mind if I
do. Hello.
Let me clean these stables, m'lady.
Yes.
I think when I was young, like, cartoons gave me headaches, so I don't think that I could have really associated. I just didn't like, there was something with like the color palette of a cartoon that just made my head hurt, which is good because I didn't have to watch a lot of cartoons, but then which is bad because unfortunately, I didn't get to want to fuck a lot of them either, so.
Yeah.
It really worked out really negatively for me.
They gave you little boy migraines.
Mm-hmm, they did. They gave me. I drank my little boy coffee and read my little boy Financial Times and got my little migraines from watching. Can we turn the cartoons down, please?
Mommy, the cartoons are too much. I was just reminded of this at a family party the other day. My first crush, and I've like said this a million times, is I have to get it ready. Is Leonardo DiCaprio, and in my mom was going through the basement and found this little like sign that was like Deanna when I was like 6 years old and like made this thing in kindergarten. And under favorite movie, I put Titanic, but I had to tell the teacher to write Titanic in. Because like what 6 year old is watching Titanic?
If you that's can't like, spell
oh,
Titanic.
Honey, you want to know my, my favorite movie, honey, it's Titanic. All right, write that in with your crayon. Like it's just like such a lie, but I guess I've been obsessed with Leonardo DiCaprio.
I'll tell you what forever. Seventh grade boy was watching Titanic, and that's me. And all of my friends. The one movie we had that had boobs in it. Are you kidding me? Yeah. Heavy rotation. I would say one of my early celebrity crushes was Natalie Portman in Leon the Professional. Because I was like 7, she was like 14, and I was like, we're both going to grow into people who will be just very attractive. And so I just saw a future there immediately. Yeah.
And now, even still.
And no, I was a little kid when she was hot in that movie. So it's fine. She's older than me.
Yeah. You're planning out your life together, you and Natalie Portman.
Can you go on record as if you still find her attractive in that movie?
I can, yeah. I think I can go on record as that.
Oh, rather.
I won't. I choose not to.
Wait, this isn't being recorded.
I choose not
right?
to, but I
could. In this microphone I'm talking into?
This is just a private chat.
I could go on
friend,
that record.
Right?
I had the same concerns when I talked about my crush on the entire cast of the Newsies movie. I was like, well, not now, but then.
Yeah. Yeah.
Game changer.
Yeah, it says we. you got to take yourself back.
Sorry, I checked out. You said the entire cast of News Radio?
Yeah, well, that too. Newsies. I think since I saw you and was on your show, I saw Christian Bale at the airport, Deanna.
Whoa. Yeah.
And him and his family were behind me in customs. We were all flying international. And his daughter asked me where I got my clip that was in my hair.
Stop.
I know. And he's not the height I expected him to be. I just needed to update you on that. He's not the right height.
Not hot or not tall.
He's short.
Yeah, he's short.
Whoa.
He's hot though, and you know who's hot is his wife. His wife
Wait,
so is
you
hot.
You talked to his daughter, and you gave her your clip.
I didn't. I almost did. That would have been very scary. A 30-year-old woman being like, "You could take anything from me."
Honestly, cut in front of me. Why are they waiting in line?
I like, know
that's crazy. That is crazy. They should have a secret underground passage to take the celebrities in through customs.
Paris Hilton was also in line behind me.
That's tall.
Okay, how
a
tall
real
is she?
Equalizer. She's very tall.
I bet.
Yeah.
To answer your question, like a real answer to your question, I don't really remember if there were like, especially when I was really young, I think when I was like in high school, I thought Jessica Alba was like the hottest person alive. She was in that show Dark Angel, right?
Yep.
Does anyone remember that? No, it was very short lived. So I do because I'm the only one. It's just me watching that. But when I was like really young, I went to a Catholic school, and you went through Catholic school with like the same 60 people, K through 8, and every year there were two teachers, and the classes got split up in 30. And I think it was either second or third grade. One of the third grade teachers I thought was really hot, and I was very young. But I got the other teacher, but I had the biggest crush on that teacher, and I think I chose not to have crushes on celebrities and have crushes on like that teacher at school because I was like setting my sights on what was actually possible.
More realistic like, expectations.
Yeah, I'm like me, a 10-year-old. This will work out.
Thank goodness you didn't have her as a teacher.
I could never get Jessica Alba.
Yeah.
But I could fuck my teacher.
Aaron, I forgot one of my first two or three crushes, which I think you will appreciate, was Ellen Green.
Oh, from
Little Shop of Horrors.
Little Shop of Horrors.
Oh, that's good.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
That's
and
really
then,
good
yeah, okay. That's a, yeah, I can see that becoming like getting into your DNA.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'll mess you up for life. I get it. I have a lot, and I was on an episode of Crushes, so if you want to hear me talk about all of those, you can listen to that. But I also loved Pacey from Dawson's Creek and John C. Reilly. Those are my other two.
John C. Reilly in what? Where did you first find him?
Dripping with the concern and judgment.
No. Because John C. Reilly was a crush on one of the episodes. And I first found out about him from like Step Brothers. But then this person that I was talking to took me way back. And then I watched that porn star movie, I forget what it's called.
Paul Thomas Anderson one.
Yeah, Boogie Nights. And I'm like,
it's a little reductive to call that a porn star movie.
No, it is.
It's one of the better movies of the last 30 years.
No, it's fine.
You guys got there though, didn't you? You guys were like, you mean
I thought we were talking about Magnolia.
Also one of the better movies of the last 30 years.
I was like, no, I was actually watching a porn and John C. Reilly showed up.
Yeah, when
he walked by the window.
When John C. Reilly as the cop movie, loses his gun and starts crying, hottie.
Hello? I had a crush on him in Chicago. And then I wrote him some fan mail after seeing him in Chicago and then The Hours. And I said, please make a movie where the women are nice to you.
And
that's so sweet. How did you get his address? What address did you send it to?
Well, it was in Google. I never heard back. It was in Google, and I found out his manager's address.
Nice.
And his manager had a P.O. box.
He had a trailer next to Richard Gere's, and Richard Gere had like a U-Haul full of fan mail. And then he was like, hey, there's one letter for you. And he's like, oh, really, Richard? There's a letter for me?
I don't
Aaron
like this.
Keefe, oh boy, I must be hot.
It's like that's kind of like a Muppet, but it's not bad. Like it's not, it's not awful.
I'm John C. Reilly.
It's close.
Hey man,
you're just jealous.
Hey, can I borrow $5? Not that I need it. I just want to be kind.
It's pretty close. It's not.
It's
98% there.
I've never done it before, and I'll never do it again. But for right now, I'm feeling it, baby.
So those are my crushes. But also Dev Patel.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Dev Patel.
John C. Reilly is good because there's always celebs that like you don't, that nobody else thinks is hot. You think that you're like, oh, no one's going to think John C. Reilly's hot. But then you like put it out into the universe and everyone's like, wait, actually, yeah.
Yeah.
He is hot.
It's very validating to know that there's a few other people who join me in that.
Oh, I guess I'd also say Bret the Hitman Hart.
Oh, yeah. You know, the wrestler that I always thought was the hottie was Edge.
Wasn't he like a vampire for a while?
Yeah, he was also, when I saw him, it was Edge and Christian. They did the tag team, and he had just had like the long blonde, like rock star hair.
Yeah.
He was kind of a dick, but he was
handsome dude. Very
he's a
tall,
handsome guy.
Very jacked, very handsome.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know wrestling. He's a wrestler, and his name is Edge.
Yeah, Google edging.
I'm going to stop you right there.
I think his shtick used to be that he was a vampire, and then at some point I think he dropped it and just became the Edge.
He was a heel when I watched wrestling for the 3 years that I watched wrestling.
This is what he looks like now.
That looks like Scott Elam.
You know? Yeah. He kind of looks like Sean Bean now. Okay, there he is. Yeah.
Okay.
See, long blonde hair.
And a long face. Equine face almost.
Well, I don't know, you guys. I'm kind of scared.
Well, of course, he's screaming there.
Yeah.
What was the other wrestler you said, Adam?
Bret Hart.
Bret the Hitman Hart.
That's this guy. Can you
see? Yeah,
he's just cool as hell.
He's a cool guy.
I think that's a tall situation because of those sunglasses.
The wraparound shades,
yeah.
The hair, curly bangs before they were cool.
But I think I remember seeing him, and he was maybe one of the first dudes I saw with long hair. And I was just like, oh, like men can be pretty attractive too.
Yeah, men with long hair can,
and he was just very
can
cool.
get it.
Yeah.
Hot or just long hair?
Yeah.
That's something that I deal with a lot.
Hotter hair.
Hotter hair.
you hotter hair, folks. You hotter hair, folks.
Well, I'm ready to play whenever
cool.
you guys are.
Wait, what are we even doing?
It's contentious.
Okay, I'll go over everything. I'll go over it all with you guys. Aaron, I just wanted to say real quick, just going back on like, you're like, this is really validating and stuff. Mm-hmm. Not to like bring back the game, but like, it's so much fun. Like, something that I really didn't expect from starting this game, I just thought it'd be like some vapid thing that I did on my Instagram, was that like no one's ever gotten 100% hot and no one's ever gotten 100% just tall. So I think it is kind of fun when you're like, this person is hot. And then you vote and you're like, yeah, I mean, it may be like leaning towards just tall, but a couple people agreed with me and you're like, these are my people. It's just kind of fun to be like, everybody's taste is different, you know, where if you see someone, you're like, this person's just tall. You know, well, I guess someone thinks that they're hot, which is something to keep in mind when we're playing of like, you know, like don't. And the secret is that they're all hot because they're all celebrities and they're all rich.
Right.
Which is hot. But I have some celebrities.
And that's the moral of the story.
It is.
That they're celebrities are just hot.
Yeah. All celebrities are hot. And I want one of them to talk to me. So I have some celebrities and like we'll just go through whatever. And you guys have to say if they're hot or if they're just tall. Just tall doesn't mean that they're actually tall. Like I said, it could just mean that they're like, you know, just, I think a good example is Dax Shepard, who is just tall because he just has a fun wife.
Perfect example.
If that kind of puts it in perspective a little bit.
Although I have found that a lot of straight men find him very attractive. He's got the Ryan Gosling effect, where it's like straight men are like, I kind of want to be him. Therefore,
but like, yeah, maybe attractive. They just want, like, he just knows how to work on a motorcycle. Like, he just rides motorcycles. I don't know. Well, maybe, yeah, straight men think he's hot. I think he's tall.
I agree.
And then on the day that like Crushes gets put out, I put all the celebrities that we used in the game up on my Instagram and people vote along. And that's all I have to say about that.
Okay.
Magic.
And can we do, if there's time, can we carve out like a little corner for like just the cast of Everybody Loves Raymond? Like, Peter Boyle is like 6'6", and Brad Garrett's probably 6'10".
Adel, don't give it away. At the end,
Peter Boyle
we'll go through
6'6"?
No way, so. Peter Boyle's 6'6".
He was young Frankenstein.
They
you can't
put
play
him on
Frankenstein
stilts.
If you're 5'10".
He's definitely 5'8".
Also, John Lennon's best friend.
He's 6'2".
At what age do they measure you for how tall you are? Because the older you get, you
at
shrink.
At what age do they measure you for how tall you are?
Because I'm saying that, like, Peter Boyle, you know, RIP, is dead. But was he 6'2 at time of death? Because if so, he could have been 6'4, like, 20 years before he died.
Time
you know
of
what
death,
I'm saying?
8:05 p.m. Height of death.
Time of death, 6'2. Shit, I mixed them up, didn't I?
I want them to take my height of death. This is my living will. I've said it from the beginning. This Patreon counts as my living will.
Exhausting.
I think height of death sounds like a height of
my living will.
Height of death sounds like a biography about like somebody who climbed K2 or something.
And height of death sounds like a fucking one of those like airport novels that you pick up.
Yes.
Like height of death.
Yeah, into the wild.
Amazing.
Height of death.
Yeah.
All right, we're ready to play, and I'm definitely gonna win.
Awesome.
I know you can't win, but I'm gonna play.
We're just in for the good vibes, dude. So the first couple ones that I have are just like the OGs, like people that everybody gets torn up about and nobody has like a straight answer.
Okay.
Because sometimes you're like, oh, everybody agrees. So the first one is Pete Davidson.
Tall.
Hot or just tall?
Tall.
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 He is tall. But
right.
He gets all these attractive women.
Can I add a little qualifier?
Sure.
Asterisk. Tall and like broken.
Yeah.
He's just damaged.
I think damage is a good term. So yeah. I think a lot of women are like, I fix him.
Yeah.
He's got
I do
Ben
think
Affleck
that I could
vibe.
Fix Pete Davidson.
Yes. Yeah.
Ben Affleck, you go, oh, he's a bad boy. He's troubled. I can fix him.
And Ben Affleck, hot accent, which doesn't make him hot. It's just like just tall because he just has a Boston accent sometimes.
It's a really complicated.
It's a really complicated game that I've put myself in this corner for. Adam Driver, though. What do you guys think about Adam Driver?
I'd say hot. Unconventionally, but I find him legit attractive.
People are so torn up about him. I think he's hot, too.
But but again, in an unconventional way. Like, not yeah. Hollywood hot, but I think he's striking.
Yeah, like, if you... Aaron, if you see this person coming up to you on the street and like you don't know he's Adam Driver, you don't know that he was in a Star Wars movie, like he's just coming up to you, are you like, whoa, mama? Or
yeah,
just, like,
I definitely do the Aruga eyes.
Aruga, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna fuck you.
This is where it will always become the most complicated for me, is I'm very attracted to voices. And I would say he has an exceptionally hot voice.
He does.
So he's got the vibe of someone I was friends with and then I fall in love with later. So I think I got to go with hot.
So here's the thing. Like, when I'm imagining what you just said with Aaron, Adam Driver, it's like walking past me on the street. Is that the default situation where I'm supposed to be playing this game? Because I'm going to say hot 99% of the time if the setting is like they've just, what's that Halle Berry James Bond movie where she's coming up out of the water? Like any one of these people is walking out of the beach, like onto the sand, I'm like hot, hot, hot. But if it's just like a person wearing like, you know, street clothes just kind of walking past me, I don't know. But one of the reasons why I got to say Adam Driver is tall is because I think he's got like, unique actor artist vibes like coming, you know, out, and that's based on me seeing him in movies, right? So that's not just me seeing him on the street, so, you know what I'm saying? So it's really I need to know what context I need to put my brain
in. You know what might be a good test for all of this? Imagine them as like your Starbucks barista, because that way they're in a uniform. That's not necessarily someone, unless they're like really hot, that you like notice their level of attractiveness. You just sort of like make eye contact and it's a short interaction. That's what I'm picturing. Something you're seeing just sort of like exist and talk
That's
to
good.
You.
I dare you to watch his cologne commercial where he's like riding a horse or something. Watch that and then get back to me, because there's no way you'll be like, eh. You'll be like, ga 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 glee.
Yeah, that's the problem. But I do think that I'm going to go with hot, because in Aaron's scenario, he's saying my name in his voice, and I do think that his voice is pretty hot.
Hey, so he'll be like, "Oh man, it's so cool to see you, guy. You stopped by set to say hi. Are we grabbing dinner or something? Oh, it's so cool to see you, man."
Now it's 95. I think you're losing it. I think it's going. The quality is depreciating. So yeah, I'm a hot on driver.
That's good. I do agree with what you're saying though about like, he has this kind of like vibe to him that you're like, that maybe wouldn't work well with me. That happened to me with one of my celebrity crushes. I watched so many videos of him that I'm just like, yeah, I lost it. I lost it. Whatever I had, it's gone.
Who was
it? You annoyed me so much that I no longer think you're attractive.
Do you want to say who it is or is it a secret?
Yeah, wow. I'll see who it is. It's Nicholas Braun from Succession.
Oh, wow.
Cousin Greg.
It took a turn.
It took a turn. I was, because, you know, like, when you have a celebrity crush, you put so much on there because you don't know this person.
Sure.
And you're like, we're going to have a life together. We're going to have 17 children. We's going to do, he's like this in my brain. And then you actually realize what they are and you're like, well, that's different than what my imagination told me.
Well, dang, worst case scenario.
I love you guys couldn't tell.
Worst case scenario for him, you can always fall back on tall because he's very tall.
Yeah, I think he's cute. If he was 5'5", come on.
He's, we wouldn't even have this conversation.
He's cute, but I think he's
I don't know. He was in Sky High.
He was in Sky High, and he was my love in Sky High. When he made like a reoccurrence back, I was like, I knew about him first. He's my Kylie Minogue.
He was also in the 10 Things I Hate About You TV show on ABC.
Oh, shit.
Shut up, JPC. Get out of here.
Shit.
They did, and it was bad. Did I watch every episode? Yes.
Yeah, it was horrible. I saw every second of it.
In the movie, what was that paintball they play at the end? That sucked, huh? Anyway, next question.
Next one is Vince Vaughn.
Oh, I'm so glad that you brought this up.
Tall.
Mm-hmm.
Tall.
Tall and confident in a way that's like, I talk a mile a minute, and so people are like, wow, he really knows what he's talking about. And it's, but he's just bullshitting very quickly.
I've been trying for years to figure out what it was with Vince Vaughn, but that's exactly it.
Mm-hmm.
I think if people talk quickly with confidence, everyone's like, they're so funny, they're so charming, I don't get it sometimes. But yeah, I think he's just tall and very, talks very
incredibly
fast.
Confident.
I do think that Vince Vaughn is the type of guy who probably makes a lot of eye contact while he talks to you as well. And I think that that is like, can be like kind of hypnotizing too. So, and I don't know, I'm basing that off of nothing. I've obviously never talked to him. He's making eye contact with me through the TV, but.
I have a friend whose sister slept with him.
I guess
he gets around quite a bit. Or he did at some point.
Okay. I'm going to need to talk to that friend. You're going to need to put me in contact with a friend.
I'm trying to imagine him saying caramel macchiato. And if I were to see him out in the wild and he is not a movie star, I look at him and I go, I need to make sure none of my friends date this man. This man has bad vibes.
Because he's
this
all man for has, me. Like,
well, actually vibes. Like he just has,
totally.
He just has like a plays devil's advocate kind of guy vibes.
I think you'd be like, my barista hasn't slept in 3 weeks.
I don't know. I'm thinking about like Swingers era Vince Vaughn. And I'm like, he could kind of get it in that movie. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I don't disagree with what you all are saying. But I think that there's a part of Vince Vaughn that's kind of hot.
Great.
I thought it was really brave of you to walk out and say that.
It's the best part. You can have more Vince Vaughn because we don't want him. He's all for you.
I do think if we're talking Swingers era, I'm going to go with the hot. But if we're talking like even Wedding Crashers era, which is not that far off of that, I think he's gone from hot to tall, unfortunately.
He had a window created by Jon Favreau.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And he shut that window quick. That's good. Aaron, I do agree. It's like, he'd be the kind of barista that, like, when you ordered something, he'd, like, correct you on how it's pronounced.
Yeah. And then he'd judge you about your order, and he'd be like, ew.
Yeah, he'd work at, like, an independent coffee shop in Logan Square.
If you have that job, you're probably great. We're talking about someone else.
I'm
talking about Vince.
I do think he would nag you a little bit. And I think that there was a time, maybe 15 years ago, when that would have been, like, a viable strategy. And I just don't think it's, like, it doesn't work anymore. Or if it does work, it still shouldn't be used, you know?
Yeah. I agree.
Yes. Yeah. What about Justin Bieber?
Oh, boy. Tall.
Hot.
He's attractive.
Yeah.
He's got very chiseled features.
Yeah,
and he has the charisma too.
He's
charming.
I don't think he's charming.
Justin Bieber, I think, is charming.
I think his personality is absolute shit. But I think he has good genes, and I think his face came out very, very well.
I think he can also rock a variety of looks. Like Justin Bieber has changed his looks up a bunch of times, and he's like, I think he knocks it out of the park, like across the board. Also, I mean, I think the tattoos that are not working for Pete Davidson, I think, are working very well for Justin Bieber and the hot department.
That's such a good point. Yeah, he has so many bad tattoos, but they look okay.
Yeah, yeah. If somebody has a lot of bad tattoos and they still can like pull it off and look kind of hot, I mean, like that. Yeah. That's even more ammo. I gotta go. I'm going hot on Bieber.
I think I'm gonna say tall.
Yeah, I think physically attractive. I think personality absolutely kills it for me. I think he's a fucking abysmal piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going just tall? Is that what you said, Deanna?
Yeah, I'm going to say tall.
I agree. I missed the boat. I don't know if it was the year I was born, but he's always looked like a sort of a slimy little boy to me. It feels like an Emperor's New Clothes type thing. Oh. Everyone, I'm like, are we all just pretending he's hot for what?
Yeah. I think, yeah, the year that I just missed the boat on Justin Bieber and the Jonas Brothers too.
Yeah.
He's
got
to be like 5'9 or something, right? 5'10?
He's 6 foot tall, I think.
I think he's like more lanky.
Is that upsetting?
He complained to my friend one time about he wanted a monkey as a pet, and it's something where they wouldn't fly it to him. So he like told his assistant to drive to Florida, pick up the monkey, and like drive it back. It was like this whole story about how him little baby demands monkey, and like all the loopholes he had to go through. And then I think when he got it, he's like, I don't want this monkey. Like he just comes across as like the most entitled fucker.
He's just a young king.
Yeah.
He's just an entitled young little prince.
And he deserves all the animals he wants.
Yeah.
Well, for Justin Bieber, it's a little different, though, because he gets his peaches from Georgia. He gets his weed from California. So he is used to getting things from the places where they're from.
Oh, so you're a fan.
I guess it's like right from the source.
They're absolutely sound lyrics. I also think that Justin Bieber, especially that last album, minus all the weird Martin Luther King stuff that he just put on the album.
Excuse me?
He gave Martin Luther King writing credit, don't worry.
Thank God.
The album. But I thought that album had some really good songs on it. And I think in general, he's good at picking the songs that come across his plate. And I think unfortunately for you guys, he's got a long career ahead of him.
I think him and Logan Paul gave me similar energy.
Well, when you're that
giving you similar STDs.
If you're that young and you're that rich as well, it's tough. I mean, your brain needs to really finish developing before you have too much money to have a functioning brain. Like it's unfortunate, but it's pretty much you'd be hard pressed to find like a normal young rich celebrity.
Yeah. That is true, too. I think about that a lot. I'm like, okay, if I was 18 and also a millionaire, like, I guess I'd be a dick, too. Not defending Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
And also, I don't know him. I've never met him, never talked to him. And
I do. I bought him his monkey.
I drove halfway across the country with this monkey. It was a great road trip.
Now I'm stuck with this monkey.
I don't know about you, but I don't think I ever, like, I don't really watch talk shows. So I don't ever see, like, celebrity interviews. Like, if it's a celebrity, the only way that I'm familiar with them is from the media that has been put in front of me. And like, or unless they've done something that's like blew up in the tabloids and I'm like, okay, great. So like Marilyn Manson, not a good guy. Like I know that for sure. Yeah. But yeah, for like, for someone like Justin Bieber, I'm like, I don't know. I mean, I don't fucking know him at all.
The main thing I think of when I think of Justin Bieber is this must have been years and years ago. There was photos released of him naked on some beach or something. And his penis was out, and his dad commented on Twitter. His dad retweeted on Twitter or something and said, "What are you feeding that thing?" Talking about his son's penis, which I was like, this is the grossest, weirdest thing I've ever seen.
No, by the way, dad jokes can't be gross or weird, and that is a dad joke. A dad seeing their son's penis and saying, "What are you feeding that thing?" is 100% okay. It is a dad joke, and a dad joke can fly in any situation.
He's famously unhinged. That's the only thing I know about his dad is not all there mentally, energetically.
Wait, Justin Bieber's dad is unhinged?
I know. This is crazy news, and you might want to sit down.
Yeah, you might want to sit down. I also have Joaquin Phoenix.
Oh, God, you're picking some controversial ones, and I think that's really great.
These are the OGs,
brave.
Man.
That's brave.
I think he's hot in terms of once you see, like, he's so talented.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if I just saw him on the street, I'd be like, that's a fairly good looking dude. But then once I saw him act in whatever regard, I'd be like, that's hot that he's so talented.
But isn't that just the tall thing?
That's
it's
tall.
Just that he's talented.
Okay.
Talented.
Yeah. Well, then I guess tall.
Yeah. I think he's hot in that the Adam Driver way. Yeah, right. Yeah. the Adam Driver way of like he's just like he's very interesting to look at, which I think makes him hot. He's hot.
I think he's tall. He strikes me as the type of guy who would like wear a Halloween costume like 3 weeks after Halloween and be like, what are you doing? You doing this for the attention? Like, oh, cool, man. Great costume. Yeah.
It's, making a statement.
It is a
Halloween.
Few days past Halloween. Ha 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 ha.
Yeah.
Paul. Paul for me.
I'll say River Phoenix hot.
River Phoenix hot.
Okay.
But also
River
not
Phoenix
alive.
Hot. Yeah.
So.
Aaron.
We can play dead.
What are you doing?
I don't know. No. I'm panicking.
Aaron, do you have a height of death on us?
let's play hot or dead.
Yes.
So with Keane, I think it's the same thing that Adel was saying about Vince Vaughn. Or was it GPC? One of you was saying the window. You got a window. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think he had a hot window, and I think
when he was a rapper
signs.
And he grew out that beard.
Like, oh yeah, yeah. When he went crazy. No, when he was in Signs, he is exceptionally hot and sexy in the movie Signs. And he's got a great voice and a great vibe. He's so hot in that movie, and I've never been attracted to him since.
Okay. Captured you in Signs.
Yeah.
Aaron loves a voice.
I do. I love
same.
A
those aliens inside.
Same, dude.
Got some cake on that ass.
Honestly, I do think that Aaron, maybe you
they're
just...
tall and pale. That's my type. Hello.
You just think that maybe baseball is hot, Aaron? Is that possible? Let me try something. Mark McGwire?
So hot.
Okay, yeah, it's baseball. It's baseball.
So if he came over on a first date and you invited him into your place, instead of candles, would you have half full glasses of water all over your bedroom?
That's smart. That's smart.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. And it's just because he's over. It's not like that normally.
Yeah. Whatever.
Look,
I was trying to set the mood.
I put some stuff out for you. Yeah. I have some women here too.
Love it.
Tell me when you want me to stop because I have, like, fully tell me when you want me to stop. I just wrote down a big list of different types of games that we play.
Okay.
With the game, but like just tell me when enough is enough because I could truly go all night. Miley Cyrus, hot or just tall?
Tall.
Hot.
Hot. Unfortunately, yep, hot.
And I can see people getting confused because another great speaking voice, like a very hot speaking voice, and then also just like vibe and rock starness and mm-hmm. like the freedom, like she just like has so much confidence on stage. Mm-hmm. So I can see people being confused, but at the end of the day, she's hot.
I think she looks. I think like, she looks like, awkward.
You don't have a different opinion than me. You're just confused.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so sorry. My opinion
you're
is
simply
true.
Wrong.
I'd say for her, just tall. But who's that? There's some musician I think is hot. Hannah.
Banana.
Is it Hannah Montana?
That's it. So hot.
I have some news for you, pal.
What?
She's got the best in both worlds.
Miley Cyrus hot, Hannah Montana tall.
I think Miley Cyrus is hot for me in the same way that like oh god, who's the woman who was in the Netflix show that was like Groundhog's Day with the redhead?
Natasha Lyonne.
Mm-hmm. They have that like lower register kind of like raspy voice. And I mm-hmm. again, if they're handing me my coffee, I think I'm gonna be immediately kind of like ooh intrigued by that like that raspy voice.
Natasha Lyonne is my barista. I'm never leaving the coffee shop. I live in the coffee shop.
Yeah. So I'm getting
right back in line so I can talk to her again.
I'm gonna loop this around. We'll do it right back.
Preemptively giving a hot to Natasha Lyonne, and I'm gonna give a hot to Miley Cyrus as well.
Natasha Lyonne is hot. I think Miley Cyrus is tall.
Okay.
Wow.
Sue me.
Why do you
Take
think
me
she's
to
tall? I would love to hear your reasoning.
I think Miley Cyrus is tall for the same reasons I think Natasha Lyonne is hot. I don't know. It's like Miley Cyrus, like the vibe, like you were saying, vibe. And it's like she's very confident, great, but I'm like just dead coming right at me. Tall.
Oh,
okay.
All right.
Okay.
Gotta respect it.
You gotta go with your guts.
You and once you start to think about it too much, you go crazy and it's time to sit down.
Yeah.
Like you can't go way too deep into the game.
I am trying to launch
like,
gut reaction. I'm trying to get like a 5-second decision on how I feel and go into it.
You absolutely have to. Yeah. I don't know if you guys watched The Office, but there was a huge debate on Hillary Swank, if she was hot or not. And that's something like, do you remember
yeah,
that
remember
part
that.
Of The Office at all?
I remember that.
I do not remember.
They
it.
Have like a whole thing, like the whole day is dedicated to like, is Hillary Swank hot or not? Because they went through of like her physical features and then also like basically the game that I stole from The Office. But Hillary Swank hot or just tall?
I'd say hot. Especially in The Next Karate Kid. I remember having a crush on her in that movie, and then Million Dollar Baby as well.
I think hot as well, and I think it's her smile. I think she's got like such a charming mm-hmm. smile, and I think if she smiled at me while she handed me my coffee, I would kind of, I'd be like a little bit of a slice of butter on a pancake, and I would melt just a little bit, just the right amount.
I'm just picturing JPC as a little slice of butter on a pancake, and now I want someone to draw it.
Picture me in 90% of my interactions sending those fucking pancakes back because the butter melted wrong.
Yeah. I'm going to say hot, and it's for such a specific day of her life, which is when she got nominated for an Oscar for Million Dollar Baby. She wore this blue dress. It's a long sleeve, and it was went really, really high up to her neck, but it was completely backless, and she'd gotten super strong for the movie, and so her body was crazy. I remember seeing that and going, like, that is maybe the hottest woman body I've ever seen in my life. And I still, one of my favorite Oscar looks of all time. I'll Google
she,
it.
I think she has.
Wow.
I think she has.
I got it right here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Backless.
Yeah. Look, isn't that amazing? She looks so beautiful there. She's hot.
It's crazy because she's so covered and then she's so exposed.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. So hot.
Leave me backless.
I think she's just tall.
Okay.
And I hate to be the naysayer and the contrarian, but I just think, yeah, just tall. Maybe. I don't know what it is. Maybe too much. I don't know.
Too much back in that photo.
Too much back. I'll say it.
Have some respect for
too
God.
Much back.
Cover
I can
up.
See. I can contest. Like that's a very hot look, and that like hot. But for me, just tall.
All right.
Look, I'll be honest. I think people should be 50% back, 50% front, or 50% back, 50% front. And if it's ever going to be like a 75-25, that's not for me. I'm sorry. Too much back.
Mm-mm. You heard it here first, guys. Hello. What about Maggie Gyllenhaal?
Wow.
Tall.
Hot.
I don't.
Tall, I think.
Margaret Gyllenhaal, hot.
In my mind, is she either? I don't know. Is Maggie Gyllenhaal tall? Like, is she literally tall? Is she like 5'10"?
She's pretty tall, yeah.
I think so.
I don't know. If you told me she was 5'3", again, I've only ever seen her in movies where it's deceptive how tall someone could be. But if you told me she was 5'3", I would be like, yep, I believe that.
She's 5'9".
She's 5'9". Okay, tall.
Yeah. Are not defined by their spouses, and she's her own person, and she's had a really accomplished career. However, anytime I think of her or Peter Sarsgaard, I think of the clip of him dropping their cat in their Architectural Digest tour video. I go, there is
really?
Something wrong with the energy of that house because he just dropped his cat like it was nothing. And no one batted an eyelash. And ever since then, I have thought they're kind of weirdos.
Wait, she's not married to Jake Gyllenhaal?
No, that's her brother. But maybe she was at one point. We don't know.
And he's
I
married
know he's
to
her
Taylor
brother.
Swift. Yeah. We know these things.
Yeah. So casually cruel in the name of being honest. What did you do all December?
Yeah, I'll go with tall then. I'll go with tall. 5'9" tall.
Okay. Aaron?
I don't know. I think that there's something weird about her house, but I think she's hot.
Hot with a spooky energy.
Thank haunted. You. That's what I was looking for.
She's
haunt,
hauntingly hot.
Haunted.
That's
haunted.
How people need haunted. To describe me now.
She's hot with a bad house.
Hauntingly hot. Yeah. I've seen that, but I don't remember when he drops the cat.
I'll send you a clip.
I gotta see this. I gotta
your
see
your phone
it.
On you.
A last one for the women. Kristen Stewart.
Mm-hmm.
Tall. I got it. Yeah, tall.
Tall.
Hot.
Hot. Hot.
Wow.
I know. That's the great part, too. Is like, I'm thinking of this, especially like you were like, I'm thinking of this one video of Hillary Swank or this one picture of Hillary Swank. I'm thinking of this one picture of Kristen Stewart where it's like a photo shoot at a gas station. And I just saw those pictures and I was like, well, that's it.
She's hot.
I'm hot for Kristen Stewart.
I'm going to look them up.
I'd say hot with the caveat that she seems, her personality seems exhausting. Like she seems very dour. It seems like, it seems like in her brain, it's always raining.
Totally.
In my life, it's always raining. That doesn't mean I'm not hot.
I don't know. I feel like if Kristen Stewart's handing me my coffee, we're making eye contact, but like she's looking like through me at like her past, and she's got like, you know, she's got something in her eyes, and I'm just like, whatever gets me the coffee and out of the situation as quickly as possible before she's like, do you ever think about what love is like? And I'm like, oh, I gotta go. I'm actually in a hurry.
I think you just wrote 5 Beatles songs in that one sentence. She's looking through me.
You guys, I'm really,
she's looking
really
through me into her past.
I am a magic ball and she's looking into me. I have bad news. She is, in fact, hot.
Oh, my God.
Aaron,
it's not bad news for me and Deanna because we were with it from the jump.
I know. I'm saying, JPC, hello. We are humiliated.
Aaron, I got bad news for you. That is a picture of Tom Cruise from Top Gun.
Oh!
Well, great. Now you just switched me.
All right, hold on. I have to do some mental math here.
I got to get out of here.
To come back to reality.
I just want
to
point out that Aaron did show a photo just now of her with sunglasses on. I got to say, you can't wear sunglasses while you're working at Starbucks. You take those off. You get the eye thing that I was talking about, and you run the other way. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what she looks like. If she's looking at you with those haunted ghost eyes, it's time to go.
It's time to get your coffee and go.
She really does have the vibe of an ex you can't untangle yourself from.
Oh yeah,
she just has such ex energy to her.
A haunting ex energy.
Yeah.
Kristen Stewart has big ex energy. Yeah, it's really just funny.
I'm like, did I date her for a while? And then her, like, and I kept falling back.
And
into...
is she mad at me?
Yes. I feel like you two break up, and then like one night it's like 8:30 p.m. and you're walking home and you pass an alley and she's leaned up against a brick wall and she pushes herself off the brick wall to walk in pace with you. And you're like, whoa. And she's like, hey, can we talk?
And she goes, hey.
I was waiting for you after work.
I am a person who prides myself on my ability to shut down a social situation that I'm not into. I think that I could easily, easily, easily get stuck on a 45-minute phone call with Kristen Stewart. That is why she's tall. That is why she is tall to me.
When you get Kristen going, honestly, you can't get her off a horn.
Oh, yeah. No, okay.
Oh, man.
Yeah, what did he say?
Let's maybe do 3 more.
Okay, 3 more.
Oh, this is perfect because I have 3 like
triplets.
Categories that we like play a lot with Hot or Just Tall. They're casts of shows.
Love it.
Sports players, athletes, I guess is the better word, and people that are kind of identical to each other.
Okay.
So
perfect.
We'll do.
And don't worry, we haven't forgotten about Everybody Loves Raymond, Adel. We're circling back.
Yes. The cast that everybody is hot for is Insecure. People, like, whenever I ask people what crushes they have, they're always like, the cast of Insecure, every single one of them. Mm-hmm. Super popular. Let's see, the one that everybody loves, Jay Ellis from Insecure.
Mm-hmm.
Hot or Just Tall?
I don't know the show. Don't know the show, don't know the person.
Hot.
I'm going to find a picture.
So I will say, I'll start since I have not watched the show. Mariah has watched the show, and it seems like every time I walk into the room while Mariah is watching Insecure, it is just two people fucking boning down, and they're always pretty hot. So.
And it's always an over-the-top scene that's just butts.
Yeah, it's like, there's a lot.
No. Jay Ellis.
This
says Joseph Jay Ellis, historical author.
He's obviously hot. Don't insult us with something so obvious, Adel. Yeah, Jay Ellis is so hot. And you know
this
who else
is so hot
from that show? Is Natasha Rothwell?
Rothwell.
Yep.
From White Lotus, too.
Yeah, she's on White Lotus. Whoa. What perfect vibes as a person. That is a
the
hot
entire
person.
Cast has perfect skin, perfect teeth, perfect smiles. Everybody is so hot that it is kind of like a gimme to be like, is this man hot? Object, like, yes, of course. Look at it. Are you kidding?
I can see it with my eyes, so yes. Hot.
Okay, athletes. What about Joakim Noah from the Chicago Bulls?
Tall.
Well, you can't just because they're any basketball player, Adel.
Well, that's it. If you guys need a picture, I'll pull one up. Hang on.
Okay, I pulled up a picture.
He looks like Sideshow Bob.
with the crazy hair.
Yeah.
That's
so hot to me.
He's like French Sideshow Bob.
He's French too. That means he doesn't even accent. I don't know.
A beard. He's a beard. Good beard. So tall. His tall is just a great beard.
I do
tall, long hair, accent. Mm-hmm. I'm like, check, 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 check.
I do think that a lot of it is beard. I don't know, and I'm not a Bulls guy, but just looking at pictures of him, I'm like, it's a very distinct beard, and I do think that that's going to be, that's a tall for me dog.
Hotter just wearing a beard is what I was going to say. Hotter just wearing beard is a whole another level,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, truly.
Yeah. And then
now, if you were to say Giannis Antetokounmpo, hot. He's Greek.
I don't think.
Actually, I don't even think you said Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Google Giannis Antetokounmpo. He's built like a semi truck. He's 7 foot tall, super handsome, Greek, has an accent, very adorable, very funny. That's your hot.
Oh, I do. I remember him. He is hot.
This guy?
Yeah, that's him.
Whoa. This guy's hot.
Yeah, that is a hot person.
And he plays for the Bucks?
Yeah, he's 2-time MVP. He's last year's NBA champion.
And he's my future husband.
And he's mine.
He's an hour and a half away from me, and I just found out about him right now. I gotta get to
We just hear you, like, unlock your car.
Watch his interviews. Anytime he does, like, post-game interviews, he's Greek, so he has a very thick accent. English is not his first language, so he'll stumble every once in a while, but he'll get like super philosophical. So they'll be like, how did you block that shot in the second quarter? And he's like, man's ego is something to be tamed. And you're like, what the fuck? Like, this is amazing.
And he's so right. He's so wise. I've just learned about him right now, but I'm going to say hachimachi, hot, hot, hot.
Hachimachi, hot, hot,
I'm going to say hachimachi.
Hachimachi, hot, hot, hot.
And the last one that we sometimes do are celebrities that are identical to each other, or like doppelgangers, I guess.
Sure.
Because
Aaron Keefe and Charlize Theron. Like,
what was it?
Aaron Keefe and Charlize Theron.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Monster. I love that movie,
same,
Monster.
Same, same, same. No. Exactly. You mean her perfume ads.
Charlize Theron's Twitter handle is Charlize Africa, so tall.
Well, she's from South Africa. Well,
yeah, I know.
My Twitter handle is Deanna USA.
That would
just
be great.
Know where I am.
Keep us up, I did text Mariah J. Ellis hot or tall, and I said important, and then I said hurry, and then she just said both. So she watches the show, and she
it.
Said both.
Tall, I love it.
Tot.
Hurry up, important.
Emergency.
Emergency 911. The one that I think is kind of the best is Javier Bardem or Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Wow.
Because they are similar, but I do have hard opinions that like one is hot and one is just tall. Let me get a little picture. And
I think both are hot.
I gotta say.
In like that stubble rugged way.
Yeah, I think that they're both hot too. And if it is the barista handing me my drink, I'm going for absolutely both of them. But if I gotta pick.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's gonna be Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm with you, honestly, yeah.
I do love it. He's got the voice, man. Javier's got a great voice too, but there's something about Jeffrey Dean Morgan's voice that just every time I see him in a movie, I get like excited that I'm gonna be able to hear his voice.
Yeah, him as Denny on Grey's Anatomy really broke me. Poor Javier Bardem, he just got thrown under the bus by his haircut in No Country for Old Men that women would never recover. Women, men, none of us have ever bounced back from
that
haircut.
I think women recovered.
No,
yeah, that's why we get paid
Cruz,
less.
Like,
that knocked
dying.
Us down
he's
so
doing
much.
Great.
Yeah, I think that Jeffrey Dean Morgan is hot. I think Javier Bardem is just tall. But I'm also like, they could be brothers. And, yeah. Like, maybe.
Here's my thing about Javier Bardem with that wig and No Country for Old Men. They looked at Javier Bardem and they were like, no one's... Who wouldn't get in a car and just go with this guy?
Yeah.
There's no one in the world who would say like, oh, this guy? No, thank you. We gotta give him the fucking worst haircut in America. And that's the only way we can make him bad.
Let's make him look like Lord Farquaad.
Because otherwise audiences are going to scream Javier Bardem.
No one's going to watch the movie. They'll be too horned up for Javier Bardem.
They're going to be too horny. We're going to have to spray him with hoses.
I mean, they did the same thing when he was the bad guy in Bond. They were like, let's give him this like shitty little wispy blonde thing. And just because look at the guy. It's Javier Bardem.
It's also like with Tom Hardy. They keep giving him masks to cover up his gorgeous face.
Yeah.
Fair. You gotta make him bad somehow. All right, that's Hotter Just Tall, guys. Thanks for playing.
Well, we got to do a Everybody Loves Raymond.
Oh, my God. Everybody Loves Raymond, Hotter Just Tall.
Patricia Heaton, what do we think?
Hot.
Hotter Just Tall.
Hot.
Hot.
Tall.
Doris no, Roberts definitely. As Marie.
Tall.
I got to look up a young Doris Roberts.
Oh, yeah, that's smart.
I'll take the old Doris Roberts and I'll say hot. She had that energy.
I think the entire cast is just tall.
Whoa.
No, I don't think so. I think, let's see, I think Peter Boyle, I think, is tall. Oh, that's, yeah, the young Doris Roberts is
She's
tall.
Pretty.
Hot.
I think there's something about, like, 1930s black and white photos where everyone's like, oh my gosh, stunning. And it's like,
yeah.
A lot of it is just the aesthetic. Like, I could put a fucking rump roast in a black and white photo in a certain light.
Well, of course,
and
people would be like, oh my God, the sexiest of the roasts.
I mean, you can tell the rump hair, right? It's going to be beautiful. Yeah. But yes, I agree. There's so many, like, all of those pictures are, like, so well done. And, like, the hair is so, like, pressed in the perfect way. And everything is so perfectly tailored that it's like, well, yeah, everybody looks hot. But I do
And then, of course, I got to go Ray Romano hot. I have to go
Brad Garrett
hot.
Tall.
Hot.
All of them are tall.
What about his wife?
I've got a coffee for John. I'd be like, what?
So Deborah. Oh, who's Brad Garrett's wife on Everybody Loves Raymond?
Monica something.
I don't remember. I honestly maybe saw six episodes of this show.
The creator, Phil, that's his wife. Phil from Phil's Gotta Eat.
Oh, somebody.
Yes, thank you. Yeah,
Phil?
It's his wife. Isn't
she's just tall?
Yeah, I think so too. Just tall.
Yeah.
The kids, though. No, I'm just kidding.
Ooh, baby.
Right at the end, took a turn.
Hello. No, it's not that kind of game. Yeah.
Well, please check out Crushes. It's truly just the best podcast for any occasion. It is so funny. You have such great guests, and it's you have such good chemistry with all your guests.
Thank
and I'm like,
you.
How is that possible? I just want you to fall in love with all your guests, which is like the weirdest vibe. Anyways, not about that. Please check it out. It's great. I can't recommend it enough.
Thanks. Thank you guys so much for having me. I'm also saying when this comes out, I'll do all the Hotter Just Talls that we played on my Instagram if people want to vote along and see what it's like.
Would you tell everybody where they can follow you on Instagram?
Yeah. My Instagram is at Deanna Ortiz _ or at Crushes Podcast. And if you're listening to this on a day that it didn't come out, you can play in the highlights. I'll keep them all there.
Oh, and Deanna, cool. Should we plug the sort of, we're working together on a new thing where it's Hot or Not with the cereal mascots, right? Do you want to plug that?
It's Hot or Not with
Tony
the
Tiger
mascots.
Is hot.
Well, none of them are tall because they all fit on top of a cereal.
Tony the Tiger is tall. So.
And the little frog is tall. From
Smacks the frog.
Smack the frog. That's it. Yeah,
is like, a pervert.
One of them is a frog.
He's a pervert. We don't
tall.
Talk about it.
Famously fucked my mom.
Unbelievable.
And Aaron, I believe that you were also going to tell us about a little upcoming project that you have. Project may be a strong word, but you could describe it better.
Yeah, I guess I'm inventing a planet, and the planet's name is Neptune. Goodbye.
Hot. It's Neptune hot.
Neptune's hot. Tall.
Oh, dang it, that's the wrong theme again. I mean, they are really similar, dude. That was Clue Crew, so now here's a who's who. The relatable host was Aaron Keith. If you rolled your eyes, it's because of Adel Rafi or that other young guy, fucking JPC. Casey Tony edited what everybody said, and F. Mumbly Cardamus did the logo. Arnie Parrott sang and wrote every single friggin' note of 1, 2, 3, 4, hate riddle, riddles, Clue Crew.